little bit later. That's for sure. Okay. We're ready. Okay. It is a little, almost 10 to 12. We're gathering now for the admin portion of the meeting. We have some consent items. Yes, we have three items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. All right, on to discussion matters. First is the procedure on requests for extension of time to implement ADLS. Pat.
Right, we received a request from the public. I guess it could be considered a large community for people in our city because of all the projects involved here. They are requesting an extension of time for implementation of the lighting applications for these projects. But all the energy and advisory
So, Pat, just to stop you right here, just so that we're clear on this, we're not talking about the merits of those requests right now. We're just talking about the procedure for processing those requests. So if we will be here for an hour if we're going to start talking about the merits of the requests. So let's just try to focus on the procedure piece.
So staff
Staff has been talking about what we might use as a procedure for this type of request, and what we're thinking is that we would use the notice of opportunity process, notice of opportunity for hearing. We would issue like in other citing cases, the first notice of opportunity 20 days before we might have an informal hearing, and then a second notice of opportunity within 20 days before we have some kind of a public hearing, like an informal with maybe public input. But we're not going to call it an informal hearing. We're just going to call it a public hearing, and then open up the lines of communication to the commission office for anybody that wants to call in that might have some input on the lighting.
So just to, and Pat and I and Brian talked through this ahead of today. So the proposal is we do a notice of opportunity for hearing, schedule a public hearing. During one of our informal times, and then we would take public input at that, and the company would present its case at that point too for why they feel that they need to have the extension. We'd hear them, ask questions, offer the public any input if they want, and then close it up and have a record on which to make our decision. And so it seems like there's, you know, some need to do it this way. We have to, the law requires that we can't grant an extension without a public hearing. So we have to do it this way, and this seems like the most efficient way to do it. But open to your guys' suggestions if you have others.
I assume we're talking about that this is...
I assume you're talking about that this is a case that we're combining these into one and having one notice and then one hearing during an informal time or at a different time and making a decision on them in a package, right?
I guess I assume that too, but that's a question for Jack. Can we do it that way? We have to notice them all separate.
I guess I would have been thinking the alternative that we would have been doing them separately. I mean, I don't think they're going to be extremely long cases, but.
Well, the company made the application for all of these.
Oh, it's one single company?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I think if one company is making the application, we probably could consolidate them.
Okay.
I would imagine we'd probably still want to. Either we're going to use, Pat, we have been using the existing citing cases, haven't we, with the ADLS requests?
Yes, yeah, they're this letter is docketed in the existing, in the citing cases.
Okay, well, I suppose we could notice them and then just have a consolidated hearing for all of them, with that in mind.
And that's really what I meant as a consolidated hearing. I'm okay with them being separate cases.
Okay, any thoughts, Brian?
No, so we're talking Oliver, Morton, those two counties?
Bison 1, 2, 3, 4 is the projects.
So three county area, three different official county newspapers. I think it'll be interesting to see what public reaction is to the extension.
There is any.
And we're just going to base it out, commission hearing room.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the proposal. Okay, well, looks like we're good to go with that.
Okay.
So that'll probably be on the next commission meeting, I would assume, the notice of opportunity for hearing.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Pat. All right, the second one is just a discussion I wanted to have with you guys about MISO staffing. So with the addition of Marcus on our team and kind of filling Jerry's spot, the natural thing for him to do is to kind of feed into the MISO world again and help tag team with Adam. But I wanted to discuss that with you guys, make sure everyone's on board with that. I think with the nature of how many things are going on in MISO, I know there's a lot going on in SPP too, but the fact that the three regulated utilities that we oversee are involved in MISO, we have quite a lot more authority through those companies than we do with Basin in SPP. I feel like it merits continuing to have staff time from both Marcus and Adam devoted to MISO, but I don't know how you guys feel about that or wanted to throw it out there for your thoughts and discussion.
I don't have a problem with it. I think the answer is time will tell, and as long as we recognize that there will be times where, say, an event's occurring, but we're in the middle of a full-blown rate case, you know, to make sure we've got the right resources balanced in the right areas. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think there's any issue with redundancy, and Marcus brings a unique and valuable skill set to the table. And, you know, a different perspective in terms of so I think that's valuable.
Well, I think that their involvement in the MISO and understanding that helps equip them to work with, you know, on rate cases and other regulatory matters with the investor-owned utilities that are members of MISO. So it helps them, both helping us engage better with MISO, but also helping them know kind of what questions to ask and what to dig into with the utilities themselves on the regulatory side.
I think it's a good move to get involved in there, because just knowing from my own experience in SPP, I wish we had another person to help Victor, because I know how much time he's putting into it in addition to his other duties here. And I do worry about how that can go on, because although a decision won't be made until October, there's a very real possibility that he may be leader of what at SPP we call COG, which is a group that has an enormous amount of work. And I know his South Dakota cohort, who has that position this year, spends huge amounts of his time on it, and somehow we get through it, and while we have this opportunity, and I think this is good. I think even with two, it's a lot of work, and so I'm supportive of it.
Very good.
Yeah, I would just say the one thing, just to keep, you know, we're going to have to see Well, I think, how do I say this? This past legislative session, it seemed like the PSC requested more authority in different areas, one including one, the rulemaking and the reliability. So let's just make sure that we don't spread so thin in terms of how do we prioritize, you know, the upcoming session and what do we do well, and, you know, the important versus the super important. But just, you know, and we won't know until we dive into it. So, but, you know, we're biting off more and we're finally back at full strength. So just to make sure we stay balanced.
Is MISO returning to in-person meetings or still doing it mostly virtually for a while yet? Or
They have an in-person meeting planned in December as their first one, their first quarterly. But otherwise, they're like the next one in September is virtual.
But are there like monthly staff?
Yeah, those are all virtual.
Those are virtual. Mm-hmm. And still continue.
I think that's the plan. There might be some with the long-range transition planning. There's been talk about maybe we need to get together and talk about some of this. But that's just been floated that hasn't actually been carried out.
It's much like SPPs, although we were to go back to in-person for the larger quarterly meetings starting in July, and then because of Arkansas, you know, that one got postponed. And so we're still planning on in October for that quarterly meeting personally. But then the plan going forward is of those two large quarterly meetings, that two of those will be virtual too. Oh. So we'll probably only have two in-person meetings, but that COG group that Victor's a part of, they may from time to time have some of their monthly meetings go in person if there's something that requires it.
The one thing, and this is an important conversation, I'm glad we're having it, the one thing I've been talking to Steve and Jack about some is, you know, if we need to hire contractors, like more contract attorneys or other types of contractors to supplement the work of staff, I think we should do that as much as we can, especially in cases where we have fees, just to recognize that we're spread thin and there's a lot of big things that we're being expected to do. And so I you know, wherever we can be doing that, I think we should be. And even in areas where maybe we can't or don't have, it most recently came up on some Dakota Access stuff, and I suggested to Jack, you know, maybe we ask Zach to help us with this. I think it's the response. Zach Pelham was involved in the case way back when, and you know, if it's really important to the state of North Dakota that we have the right input on that EIS, should we be hiring outside to help us go through the EIS to make sure that it has what we think is important, even if it means, I mean, I would personally be happy to go to the Industrial Commission and make the case for that funding if we don't have it within our budget. Emergency Commission, I mean. So that's the type of thing I think we just need to, we've always been afraid to go to the Emergency Commission. I'm not saying we should do it willy-nilly, but if we can't get things done and we need more resources, I don't think we should be opposed to considering that approach.
How many, what's the, of course, it's not going to be an apples to apples, but how many, what's the entourage for other state commissions, both at SPP and MISO?
Entourage.
And I know sometimes, and I know this isn't where you're going, but sometimes I've seen contingencies come through the door at various things because they think it looks good if you've got a lot of people at the table. And I know that's not the case here, certainly not with two additional. But what is the, just anecdotally, how many people are there?
Well, at SPP, as a commissioner, I'm on the RSC of SPP. That's what I, Regional State Committee. And Victor's on COG. Okay, something working really And that's what.
Cost allocation, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you. And so that is the normal thing, is that there's one commissioner and one staff member. However, the distinction is that from not all, but a number of those states, that might be the only job that that staff person has. They don't have all the other things that Victor and Adam and now Marcus have on their plate. Staffing the RTO is their job.
And I know,
like in Nebraska, yeah, for instance, it's not even a MIM, because they're not represented in SPP by their Public Service Commission. It's their Power Review Board. And so they have a contract person who does what Victor does for them.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's not realistic here, because what do we have, 7 people?
Right.
In Public Utility Division handling siting, which most states don't have the level of siting that we do.
Depending on where the Green New Deal goes. I hope not. I don't want to be seen as proposing this at this point, but there may come a time when there is so much new transmission build-out required in order to hook up all enough non-dispatchable resources to cover 100% of the time, that this becomes such a full-time job that the legislature is going to need to give us staff to be full-time in this.
Projections 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, the projections 5 years ago were between $4 and $5 trillion.
So from the MISO standpoint,
trillion.
Other states, like South Dakota has 2 people that cover it part-time. The Minnesota has, I would venture to say, a handful of people that that's their only job on the Minnesota Commission is to follow MISO. Wisconsin has at least 2 full-time folks who focus on MISO, and probably more than that. So it's, you know, I asked Adam how much time he thinks he spends on MISO, and he said maybe 30% to 40% of the time. If on a, you know, it could stretch to 40% of the time. That didn't surprise me at all.
I think for me, the disconnect, and it's not a disconnect, I think it's just not completely understanding what the deliverable is in terms of having those individuals going to SPP, going to MISO, and, you know, what the true value proposition of that is, and I'm sure it's quite good. I mean,
they're not going. They're doing these things on the phone. Most of it is calls.
Yeah.
Most of it is teleconferences.
Maybe I should sit in on a few of those and just get a better. I mean, it's just not something I've been engaged with, because you reach the respective portfolio holders for each of the RTOs.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a better place to start, and then I won't have to ask speculative questions or come across as being doubtful, because I'm not. It's just an unknown area for me in many ways.
That kind of leads to the next piece of discussion that I wanted to, as part of this, is so Marcus Hawkins, Randy's heard of him. He's the executive director for OMS, Organization of MISO States. He goes around to states and does training. He's going to come here and do training with our staff on the 21st of September. He's arriving on the 20th and spending the 21st here. He's also available to meet individually with you guys if you'd like. And you can ask him a lot of these questions and get a better feel for the organizational stuff, or you can sit in on the training as much as you'd like, Brian. I don't know if the 21st, how that works for you guys, if you guys are in or out or not, but I just wanted to throw that out there, that he is planning to come and will be spending, you know, that whole day, and he'll be arriving the day before too, so. September 21st, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I don't have anything on my calendar in September at all, because it just kicked me out.
Oh.
Well, let's just leave it at that.
Should I have?
Yeah.
Do you want to look and then get back?
Yeah, I always welcome another conversation. I've worked with Allison and Brian quite a bit, and I pepper them with questions, but the connectivity of, you know, what Marcus is doing, or Adam, and or Victor, that's a little lost on me.
Well, yeah. Marcus is, the thing of asking MISO is you're going to get their take on it, which is fine. But Marcus is third party to MISO, so he's like on our side. and trying to help the states do their best job in asking good questions and holding MISO accountable. So I think that's an important perspective to get and to take advantage of.
I'm interested in talking to him and potentially sitting in on some training, but I don't know if making it an open meeting limits the kind of information you can pass on to staff or what, so just keep me apprised of that.
Okay. If you want to save some time that day, we can definitely work in individual, and then depending, maybe you guys each like split it, do half and half or something. I'll tell them you're both interested, and you'll have to see if your calendar's open. Okay, good. Any other staff, Stacy, if you want to sit in on that training, any staff is open to sit in. I mean, if there's any value to reclamation people understanding it, or, you know, he's happy to have any and all staff people participate. Steve, if you want to, or, you know, Pamela, you know, whatever. He's coming and he's at our disposal, so he's a very good resource. His background, he's a nuclear engineer, and so he gets this stuff from a tactical standpoint, but he's really good at communicating and in ways that people understand, and boiling things down to what's important, what matters. Okay, so that's it for discussion items. Did you guys have anything else to add? We all set for tomorrow for our public utilities deal. We're meeting in navy blue and pink at 9 o'clock.
Who's doing navy blue and who's doing pink?
Guess we'll see.
I don't think I have a navy blue suit.
What are you wearing right now?
It's a sport jacket.
It doesn't have to be a suit. Doesn't. I mean, just sport coat is fine. Just a jacket.
I was thinking something royal blue with ruffles or something.
Hey, go for it. You're going to be a cover girl. Cover boy. It's our once and only time on the cover.
My life will be complete.
Well, the gentleman could, you know, wear pink
cover
shirts.
Buns or shirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. All right. So we're set with that. Anything else? We good? All right. Then we have one item for scheduling. Yay. That's it.
Madam Chair, we have one additional scheduling.
Oh.
Should be easy, I hope.
Oh, man. Okay. October 6th and formal, Randy.
Yeah. There's a very important SPP meeting coming up that I'm on a select committee of. And they sent out a doodle poll to like 20-some people, and most of them could do just about every time of each of the multiple days that they had laid out. And it wasn't that I booked up that much, but all the specific days they laid out, we have conflicts. And really about my only option where I could meet when all these other people seemed to have available was on the afternoon of October 6th, and so I'd like to just cancel that informal, take it off of our calendar so I can
attend that meeting. So, unscheduling. I like it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Sounds
and then the
RARTF. Thanks.
Right. Commissioners, one other scheduling event would be the retirement celebration for the three people that will be retiring upstairs, and they have asked for October. So my first thought was the informals. was the 6th or the 20th, but now since we got rid of the 6th, thoughts on the 20th, or if you have any other dates that you would prefer.
And that'll be in the Capitol, probably, hopefully, either Brunhilde Haugland
or the Pioneer.
And that'll be the official PSC going away party.
I mean, like, I have a number of other, besides informal afternoon dates available, if we don't want to just be tying up all of our informals with, you know, first a meeting and now a retirement soiree.
Yeah.
And so I'm open to some other dates too, but I wouldn't object to the 20th.
That doesn't really work for me, the 20th.
What about the 21st or 22nd?
21st. What's this?
Or do you know, Pamela, are there dates limited?
As far as I know, they weren't. Steve, do you remember?
Not that I'm aware of either.
Are you kicked out again? Why is he doing that?
It decided to update.
Oh.
And then I got caught in the... I'll just reset it when I get back to my desk, but that'll work.
The 21st looks good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick an alternate just in case.
Well, we really can't with Brian.
Oh, that's right.
I'm good. I know that date. It's fine.
What about the 22nd? Would that work too?
I generally don't. Well, yeah, that's not.
Or the 19th? I don't know if you had something.
19th is, I'm out of town. On the 18th, I come back on the 19th. How about the week before that?
That week before that, I don't know what's going on. They got wide open.
Oh.
12th is good.
October 12th. Could we use that as an alternate?
Sure.
Okay. Brian's got input. All right. 12th? Alternate. Okay.
And I know this is my opinion. This is their party, though. And if these dates don't work out well for somebody, that like with their family or something like that, I think we can try harder here.
Sure.
Too. Yeah, we've just grabbed a couple dates because the one you proposed, I think we should try to save. But they should feel free to nix these if they're problematic.
Sounds good. I'll check with them, and if they have a problem, I'll come back to you with other dates. I just thought this would be a good starting point.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Pamela. Anything else for scheduling? All right. We are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.